Well, as the fighting goes on, are Christians in danger of becoming a persecuted minority in Syria? They make up to 10% of the population in a predominantly Muslim community, with the two major denominations being Greek Orthodox and Greek Catholic. Some of them hold senior government positions, but many Christians are now in fear that they may be targeted by opposition forces fighting President Assad, as John McManus reports.
Syria's Christians are facing a dilemma. Shortly after the unrest in the country began last year, there were reports that President Bashar al-Assad met some of their leaders, warning them their future was more secure with him in power. Some senior Christians have also addressed pro-government rallies. It's that perception that the churches are backing the current government which could make them a target. On the other hand, in a region where non-Muslims can suffer persecution and marginalisation, many Christians have flourished in Syria. Mother Agnes Mariam is the Mother Superior at a monastery in Qara. She says her fellow believers aren't rocking the boat, but are suffering.
Today, Christians begin to pay their middle position. They are like in a sandwich between two camps, but they are in the middle. In some places, in Qusair, among 7,000 to 8,000 people, everybody fled and you have just a little remnant. And they have now lost their properties. Gangs entered to their homes. They had robbery, etc.
Mother Agnes denies that Christians are linked to the government and thinks they should stay out of the conflict. But Father Paolo Dell'Oglio, a Jesuit priest who's being expelled from Syria, has a different view.
The Christians have been part of a kind of alliance of minorities in order to keep the Syrian order as it was for 40 years. This is now over. So the Christians should see if they want to choose democracy as the new system, and to deal with this, it will be difficult, it will be challenging. Many of them want to go with the challenge.
The Vatican's ambassador to Syria has denied that Christians are being specifically targeted, insisting that they're sharing in the suffering of all citizens. Yet many in the Christian community are worried about what a post-Assad Syria might look like, particularly if hardline Islamists gain a foothold. They want to avoid a situation similar to that of Egypt, where the breakdown of the old order was accompanied by violent attacks against church property. Though in that situation, of course, it was ordinary Muslims who came out onto the streets to defend the right to worship freely.